In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Very truly I tell you, the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Our family is considering another attempt to travel to Armenia this summer. As you know, it was canceled last year. But one thing we were and are still dreading is that 24 hours of planes and layovers to get there. Daddy, my shoe fell off. Mama, I'm hungry. He's bothering me. Are we there yet? When can we go back home? That's how it sounds in our car when we just drive to Orlando. What will it be like on a transcontinental journey? Now, sharing our concerns with you already helps me feel a little bit better. But I also find some comfort in today's gospel reading, which reveals that complaints on a long journey is an issue with very deep roots. The journey Jesus references today is, of course, the journey of the Israelites, God's people, their exodus from slavery in Egypt to freedom. And the soundtrack is actually pretty familiar and similar to Kids in a Car. We're hot. We're hungry. Are we there yet? Can we go back home now? In other words, the Israelites, like kids on a long journey, are anxious about what lies ahead, and they're whining. But of course, in the Bible, a trip is not just a trip, and the story of God's people is also our own story. You see, the Israelites were so anxious on their journey, not just because they were traveling to someplace new, but because they were being called to become someone and something new, to leave off everything they'd known and to make a leap to follow God. Remember that until recently, the Jews were slaves in Egypt. Without dignity, without self-determination, they cried out to God, and God heard their prayers and brought them out of slavery to freedom. But here is the surprising insight. The Hebrew people actually have to learn to be free. And they're finding it very hard to let go of the past and let God lead them forward. That's what's behind all the complaining. They know how to be told what to do and how to resist and how to complain. Now they have to learn a new skill. They have to open their hearts and their heads to trust in each other and in God. Yes, they have every reason to complain about their past victimization, but now they're free. Can they learn to live forward with trust instead of backward in fear? Now, I think any of us can identify with the difficulty of breaking free, from the grip of a difficult upbringing and past, or a bad habit, or even just mediocrity, status quo, in order to move forward in faith to something bigger and better. But I think many Armenians can especially identify with this struggle. Many of our families, of course, escaped genocide, but that does not mean that the genocide escaped us. Our people were taught a certain fatalism for generations. Try as we might to make the system better, for the most part, we remain second-class citizens. Fully engaging in our society was dangerous or even impossible. So we learned to be tribal and inward-looking. But most of all, and this isn't specific to Armenians but simply human, complaining is so much easier than the hard work and trust needed for positive change. Well, God has a cure for his people then and now. He has a cure for me and for you to quit our complaining and learn the new skill of trusting in each other and in God. Jesus talks about this cure in today's reading. It's called manna. It's quite mysterious. The name literally means, what is this? You see, to feed the people in the wilderness, God made this flaky manna appear on the ground every morning. In this way, manna is more than food, it's a sign. It's a sacrament. Training for the things of God. And it has amazing properties. You can't earn it. It just appears out of nowhere, a pure gift from God. You can't commodify it. The people have to collect manna together each day, and there's exactly enough to go around. If you try to hoard it, it rots. If you don't collect it, you will be hungry. Manna is the sacrament of trust, and trust in God. Trust in each other, and that takes practice. Especially for individuals and peoples whose trust has so often been let down. The trials of life always will tempt us to be fiercely self-reliant and not depend on anyone for anything. They whisper to us that the worst can happen, and therefore hoard what you have to feel secure. And they try to convince us that all leaders and institutions are corrupt, so just look out for yourself. But living with this attitude, it could make you secure, but it certainly won't make you happy. And somehow, the lesson of our past struggles is not to turn inward, but instead to double down on trusting God and relying on each other, not only for our daily bread, but for the deepest desires of our heart, to love and to be loved, to forgive and be forgiven, to help and be helped, to learn, to lead, and to serve. That's what the disciples find in Jesus at the end of today's reading. In Jesus, God personalizes his gift of manna from heaven. Jesus is revealed as the bread of life. He doesn't just fill hunger, physical hunger. His presence is a source of comfort and strength in any situation, in plenty and in want, in easy times and in hard, even in the midst of a desert, even after genocide, even during pandemic or war, even when we don't know where we're going, the trip is long, and we feel like sometimes turning around. It's just then that Jesus offers himself as sustenance for our bodies, but also our souls, and he promises that he who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.